Welcome to 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission, where we bring a chef's perspective to the table that you can take to go. With over 10 years of professional kitchen experience each, we offer our insight on all things food for you each week. Our mission is to get you in the kitchen and cooking at home. Let's turn up the heat.
And welcome back to another great episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. As you know, we are Two Chef Mission, and we are so excited to bring you this episode because it's definitely something that we've been thinking about recording and putting out.
Yep. So as we are adding in a little bit more of our background in the whole business side of things, right, or like behind the scenes of Two Chef Mission, we were like, we start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Which leads to why Two Chef Mission. Another fun thing is we're jumping into this one blind. So, yeah,
so no notes.
Who knows what we're going to say? Makes it a little bit more interesting, right?
It does, for sure. So I know one of the big reasons why Two Chef Mission for me.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I love being able to try and do new recipes, new ingredients, to just really play an experiment in the kitchen. And one of my biggest struggles, especially when I was working with Disney, was that you don't get that option.
No.
They very much tell you, this is what the menu is. These are what the ingredients are. This is what you can do. In fact, they can, and it happened to both of us while we were there. Well, it happened to the whole company. They ended up shifting away from butter to using margarine.
So it's also
everything.
The concept of lower quality ingredients and not being able to have those quality standards and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Now, mind you, this was back in like
2017.
So. Don't know what they're doing now.
Yeah, so
but,
we can't speak for the company now.
Not for now.
It's been many years later.
Mm-hmm. But no, I very much agree with you. It was like same shit, different day.
Yeah, and there is really,
like,
I had only seen one chef that had actually was promoting, like, hey, guys, we could try to do different things. If you just let me know, I can try to talk to the executive chef to see if we can go ahead and get things ordered that we can all work with together. And, you know, to basically try to bring that other side of the education of culinary into it.
Yeah, because one of the difficult things that, so as going through culinary school, right, you have to learn all of these skills, whether it's knife skills or recipe development, costing, and like everything. And the difficult challenge with going somewhere that mass production, it changes occasionally, but it also, even when it changes, like, you're not getting to necessarily continue to hone those skills.
Yeah. Because you end up, it's like using.
So it's very much on you.
Yeah.
Like, so off time. So like at home and stuff like that.
When you're maybe tired because you've worked a 12 hour shift and you're just getting home and it's possibly 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Or you got up at like
4 o'clock
four
in the morning.
To
get into work at 6 or 5 o'clock and then, you know, you fought traffic to get back home, and then at the end of the day, like, regardless, you just want to be able to stop and take a break.
Yeah. Now, I will say that we both very much had positive sides as well as negative sides to working that. I would say, like, consistency and speed are some of the biggest things that you're going to, that we got from there.
Yeah.
Luckily, we already had other skills going into it as well as leaving it. So, for me, my biggest thing about all of it was I wanted to be able to create with Two Chef Mission.
Yeah.
So I wanted to hone the skills that I had learned, and be able to kind of you know, on some level kind of do whatever I wanted. Yeah. But also create things that were also good for you.
Yeah.
So, like, looking at quality over quantity and stuff like that.
For sure.
And I also will say that working at Disney, we got very good skill in allergies.
Yes. Sorry, that was another... That was fantastic. You know, mm-hmm. like you said, there's definitely both good sides and bad sides to the experience that we were able to have while working mm-hmm. for the company. And I would never tell anybody to not take the advantage or take the steps mm-hmm. to work for them. I would definitely say go for it. Try it out. See if it fits for you. Mm-hmm. Because just because it didn't fit for me and it didn't fit for Melissa doesn't mean that it's not a fit for somebody else.
Right. Well, that also is... Well, it's also like the people who are just like, oh, well, you could just create your own business or you could just do this or whatever.
Right.
But and not everyone is an entrepreneur.
Correct.
Not everyone is meant to do that.
Right.
So, like, expecting that of everyone isn't realistic.
I was going to say, one of the other challenges is when you look at it, and it's something that you see online, and I know we're kind of going off on a tangent a little bit here, but, I mean, it wouldn't be our podcast if we didn't. You see so many of these, like, business coaches, gurus, whatever you want to call them, that are constantly, like you said, shoving it down people's throats, like, start your own business, do your mm-hmm. own thing, be your own boss, make your yeah. own decisions, have control of your own life. But at the end of the day, when you are not the person who has that mindset or is that person mm-hmm. that wants to do that, and now you're trying to trick yourself into doing this, it's going to be so much more of a struggle.
Yeah.
And it's going to be way less enjoyable. As, let's say, some of the people that actually should be working in these jobs that mm-hmm. everybody would need them to work in.
And not only that, but, like, okay, so, like, even as entrepreneurs, right? So, even as business owners,
mm-hmm.
we need people who work.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because, like, it's not just, well, you know, starting out, yes, it is just you. But the point is, like, as you grow a business, you need workers.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not just, like, then that's why we say, like, it's not everyone is meant to do that. But it's also not easy.
Society can't just function on everybody being an entrepreneur. Because if everybody was an entrepreneur, there would be no restaurants, there would be no businesses open.
It'd all be,
because,
like,
everybody would be micro businesses. Exactly.
Like, it'd be very... be very interesting.
It would be interesting to see, but at the end of the day, nobody would be able to get the products that they're mm-hmm. currently enjoying.
Yeah.
Big box stores or even just regular mm-hmm. grocery stores and just chain stores like Walmart, Target, mm-hmm. you know, what was it, Kmart back in the day, you know, those would all be completely closed mm-hmm. because you need the employees. No matter what anybody says, you need employees.
Very true. Now...
now that we're done with our tangent.
Currently, some of our, I would say, biggest business has been vacation meal delivery.
Yes, for sure.
Weekly meals and then, like, on-site personal chef services, which yeah. mean that, like, we're coming to your location, whether it's your home, your vacation home, whatever it is.
Yep.
As long as there's a kitchen.
Yeah, that's our only requirement.
And we are cooking for you. So, like, which that also falls into, like, things for locals, but also things for vacation. So, it's kind of an intermingling. Now, is that where we started?
No, I think one of the biggest things is we started, when we started Two Chef Mission, we were actually doing a lot of private events.
No, we weren't.
Yeah, we were.
No, we weren't. We were doing, like, recipe club.
That wasn't the
first,
full...
The full first thing was that it was, like, Wellness Wednesdays, where it was, like...
Yeah, back... we were also part of, like, another company at the time.
Yeah, so it was just, like, tying it in. But it was, like, tie it in and make things healthy. So it was, like, health... And, like, our slogan was Healthy Living Simplified, which, on some level, we're still in that. Because, like, we yeah. do follow a healthy lifestyle, and we think... that simplifying it to a roughly like 80 to 90% healthy, as well as like a 10 to 20, like or 15%, whatever. However, that kind of range of fun
basically
makes it enjoyable.
And it's basically the way we look at it is, as long as your healthier side of what you're eating and what you're enjoying supersedes what your fun side is, you know, cake. Having a piece of cake every once in a while, having a piece of pie.
Healthy can also just be fun. Or ice
cream in her case.
Healthy can also just be fun in general.
Healthy can be fun.
Because a lot of the times, like, some of the healthy food that you see, or like diet stuff, you're like, this is ridiculous. Like, what? No one wants to eat a plate of just like poorly seasoned chicken and like steamed broccoli and some roasted tomatoes. And that was where we were like, okay, that's real crappy. And we want to show you how you can actually do this and it tastes delicious.
Yeah. And still maintain, if you're counting calories, and still be able to fall within a caloric range. But it was always one of those things that we that wanted to be.
That was ultimately where we started.
I was like, is that? Because I could have sworn it was.
Yes. It was the whole events. Wellness Wednesday. We did very minimal private events. Like, we were really interested in them. Because that's what we love doing. Because private events, or on-site services, is what we call them now.
Yeah.
That is very much, like, themed, and we get to have fun and customize it.
The menu can be customized and, per family, per party.
And it's cool to get to go in and cook for you, and also, like, it's that experience of
the interactions that you get, memories that you have from them are second to none. Because even some of the ones that we've been able to do now or more recently with our vacationers that are coming in and out of Orlando, their dinners have been some of the most fun ones that we've been able to do.
And it's like, so I think one of the biggest questions that we get asked by people is like, what's your favorite thing to cook? Or like, what's your favorite meal and stuff? Which, you know, like, favorite meal we can talk about. But
for sure.
Our favorite thing to cook is whatever our client wants.
Yeah.
Because it's about them.
And it's about seeing the joy and the happiness on the family's face when they're sitting down eating.
Yeah, because I don't know, I feel like we're both very similar in this. It's like, is we, like, put our hearts and soul into the food because it's for the person.
Yeah.
And I think put a lot of care into it.
I was like, I can't remember where I saw it, and I wish I could off the top of my head recall it, but I want to say that there's a quote that I'd seen that was basically saying that cooking is the ultimate form of showing somebody that you care for them. Because at the end of the day, it's like you said, you put your heart and soul into it, and you put so much love and so much devotion into that meal that you are showing the person on the receiving end of that bowl or plate, whatever it is that you made, that they are cared for, and that what they're eating has been taken care of by somebody who knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, we don't have necessarily a particular, like, type that it's like, oh yeah, this is my favorite thing, because it's like, there's different things for different people.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it important.
Yeah, like, we've had families who are very much steak and potatoes families, where they want let's say, like, filet mignon with rosemary garlic mashed potatoes and some fresh veggies. And you know what, when we do that, like, we make sure with every fiber that we're doing that it looks great for every single plate.
Well, and, like, also that each element has the most flavor that it can.
Exactly. So when they get that bite, that perfect bite, as Melissa always goes for, she wants a little bit of everything on that spoon or fork.
We're just,
and
have
for me,
to eat things separate.
You know, I enjoy the elements as they are, and I'll make my way around the plate little by little, enjoying pieces here and there.
Yeah. But, so, we did do private events, And that was also where we led into, like, how can we do more of these?
Yeah.
And I think that if you follow any entrepreneurs, or I guess depending on who you're following, one of the big things that we've heard, and it's very true for us, is it's not going to necessarily be the first thing that hits, because you're going to have different iterations of your business or yourself and things like that. Because like we said, it started as these wellness Wednesday sort of things, and then we had some events, and that's where we were like, okay, we really like this. And then it did turn into a recipe club, which was on, we started that, I believe, on like Kajabi and stuff, and learning about like website stuff. And then we also then got into building our own website, and that was a fun one.
Yeah, there are a couple wall kicking moments there for with Melissa, with different site builders and whatnot. Mm-hmm. She's definitely played around with a few of them.
Yes, and then we also did some meal plan stuff, because ultimately, like, so a big part of Two Chef Mission was, like we're saying, where it's getting to do that creative side and also events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But part of the concept of like events is like, because you can't do that all the time, but we also wanted the ability to meet everyone where they're at, in the sense of like, in, so like, everyone is also like, you're all in your homes, right? So the concept is like, with meal plans or us sharing our recipes and things like that, and being able to put things together in a way that utilizes similar ingredients, but also makes your meals not boring, and also introduces new flavors and all of that into your kitchen. We're also helping families everywhere.
Yeah.
In a virtual sense.
Right. And one of the biggest reasons why we, and this is part of why it became Two Chef Mission, was that we wanted to help bring confidence to those that may have, you know, just a little bit less confidence in their kitchen, or that they weren't necessarily the most comfortable in their kitchen, but they wanted to learn, and they wanted to be able to make these recipes and make these meals, not only for them, but their families or their friends. And so we really wanted to focus on being able to help those that are wanting to take back their kitchen for themselves.
Right. As well as kind of offering tips and things like that to support you in the idea of like, if you're a beginner, of like, I don't know what I'm doing at all and stuff like that. Because there's a lot of things within cooking and creating menus and meal plans and recipes and things like that that just very much come naturally to us, because it's
second nature for us.
Right.
It's ingrained in us.
And it's things that we've also like talked with our clients, whether it's because they are time challenged, or they have really picky eaters, or just like a massive amount of allergies.
Right.
We love
to be able to navigate that.
We love being able to help them get in the kitchen, because like our ultimate thing, even now, as it's been vacation meal delivery or personal chef services or like events and stuff like that, is the concept that we really love, because it also is a part of us that in our own backstory enjoy, is that we want to get people in the kitchen and enjoying meals around the table together.
Right. Because to be completely honest, in the way we feel about it, is that you make the best memories either over a plate of food or around the table with your friends and friends and family. And there's going to be the most enjoyment around that table. whether food is involved in a small capacity where it could mm-hmm. be a charcuterie board and people are just picking at it, or it could be glasses of wine that's paired with that, or it could be more of an actual event where food is the main focus, mm-hmm. where you're going to have, let's say, barbecue. Barbecues, typically when people come together, that's the whole point. It's to sit down and be able to eat good food mm-hmm. and create great memories.
Yep.
And that's why being around the table is so important to us. And we actually mm-hmm. try to, as basically as much as possible, we try to be able to not only have ourselves sit down at the mm-hmm. table, but our boys as well.
Yeah. As well as, like, making sure that so we're, so his, you'll find, if you, depending on the chef or cook, a lot of it's so much time and effort and work in the kitchen that it's go home and you're not eating the best meals.
No.
So, like, one of the great things that with even with having a business that we might have a massive amount of time that we're putting into, we also are able to practice what we are putting out.
For sure.
Because we want our children to be able to be getting those same meals that we are sharing with everyone else, basically.
Yeah. And it's always fun when we get to try new recipes, especially because most of the time when we're trying recipes, we're trying them at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's really the best way to try it for us.
Yeah, and we test them out on ourselves as well as our two boys to see how they enjoy it.
Right, and that's the best way to for us to be able to refine mm-hmm. These recipes down, so that way when we do share it out to the public and when we share it out to, you know, all of those that either follow us on our social medias or that have just stumbled across us, and or had a friend share us with them,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're bringing the best possible recipe that we could create and put together to them, so that way they could have it basically the most simplified way as possible.
And there you have
and that's a little bit about us.
Was like hopefully a little roundabout way of why Two Chef Mission.
And
we're now like, and I think one of the most interesting things is that, like, it's an ever-growing and changing environment of who we are. But it's because, like, you're kind of always in this zone of learning and adjusting and adapting right. and growing into your new self.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And that's one of the biggest, like, zones of, like, entrepreneurship or running a business or any of that. It's not just that,
or just
like,
wanting to better yourself.
So it's not just that one thing. It's like that ever growing and changing. So you have to, so it's not easy.
No.
And but it is worth it.
It's definitely worth it. And definitely, you know, I feel like everything that we, all the experiences that we've had, not only from the restaurants that we've worked in, but from our time as business owners and from where we started to where we are now and to where we continue to move forward, I feel that there is definitely, you know, this huge picture of growth of what eventually we want to be able to share with everyone anywhere. And that's why I say Two Chef Mission. That's why I say, if you don't follow us on our social medias, that's perfectly fine. If you're seeing us on YouTube, or if you're listening to us in your headphones, if you're at the gym, or if you're in the car driving somewhere, mm-hmm. You know, we appreciate everything, and we appreciate all of those that are there, mm-hmm. you know, consuming our content.
Yep.
And that's why we make it so that way you guys can consume it.
And, you know, if you're just finding us, or if you know, want to find us anywhere else, we'd love for you to follow us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, follow us on our social medias, follow us on YouTube, on your favorite podcasting app, wherever, yeah. whichever one that may be.
Yeah, or if you're looking for a group that is working to grow a community of sharing, like, recipes and meal planning tips and stuff like that.
And memories and good times around tables.
You can find us at Around the Table with Two Chef Mission.
And that's our own private Facebook group that we put together, and we'd love to be able to see you join. And until next time, we say keep it 100% fresh.
Thanks for listening. If you loved this podcast, please give us a review. We love being able to offer new content, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy making it. So any support helps, from sharing the podcast to donating on anchor.fm or checking out Two Chef Mission meal plans on our website, twochefmission.com. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.